USA Radio Network.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
When I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olson is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're discussing the devastation in New Orleans, all the things that have not happened to help the struggling people of New Orleans. I've been reading the Washington Post. I want to share some of it with you. It talks about what's going on in the city. It says, people trudge through the city in countless thousands. Some pushing shopping carts, some pulling suitcases, most carrying only a few precious items in a plastic sack. One woman tied a rope to a gray plastic storage container, fashioning a sled that held her sleeping baby. On every stretch of street, it seems, someone needed medicine, oxygen, a wheelchair, a ride. Everyone needed a ride. You sleep in the day and try to stay up at night because it's not so hot, said John Davis. There's another good reason to be awake at night, to watch for marauders. Garrett Thomas took refuge in the Superdome, only to surrender on Tuesday afternoon to the stifling heat, the stench, and the stagnation. As he slouched through knee-deep water, he felt as though he was escaping a second storm. Everyone inside the Superdome, he said, was on edge, not least the officers with guns. Quote, no organization, no food, no nothing. They ain't telling us anything. If you try to get a bottle of water, they hold their M16s up to you, Thomas said. They told us not to leave out of there. We snuck out. I have a caller from Louisiana. I'm taking him out of order because he is from Louisiana. Scott from Louisiana, welcome to the Inside Scoop. Scott, are you there? I'm afraid we lost Scott. That's too bad. It may be the conditions there. I apologize, Scott. I hope you call back. Let me go to Ruth in California. Ruth, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to say we're viewing this as a total, terrible failure. This isn't a failure. This is a success. They've known about this for years.
That's true.
They gutted the budget of FEMA. You have the poorest of the poor, and black people no less, sitting on prime coastal real estate. Those people are no longer there now. What do they do? They're going to send in the developers. Who are this man's constituents? Your average American or the developers? This is another Republican success. They're going to make billions developing that coast. I'm sorry, but that's
no. You know, I hear your anger. You're right. They're the poorest of the poor. You're right. They knew about this from the beginning, for years now. You're right that they cut FEMA's budget, just a drop in the budget. FEMA, by the way, officials didn't hide the fact that they knew. They said that it's Iraq and it's tax cuts and Homeland Security. They didn't hide this. You know, is this some grand conspiracy to help developers? I don't know. But I can tell you this. They certainly knew about it. They certainly did nothing to prevent it. You know, I'm going to ask you, I don't know if you know this, and if you don't know, Ruth, it's okay. I'll kind of pose it as a trivia question to listeners. Do you know when the Defense Department finally announced, not sent people, but finally announced they were going to send people to New Orleans? Remember, the levees broke on Monday. Do you know when they announced it?
No.
Oh, I'll just give it away. They announced it on Thursday. 3 days of
people
underwater.
You know,
it's inexcusable.
Sorry. We goofed.
Yeah, oops, I guess your loved one died in the attic as they scrambled to try to cut through their roof. Or maybe their home happened to be lower than the 12 or 20 feet of river because most homes aren't 20 feet high.
Right.
Oh, well, they drowned. Sorry.
Yeah, we're so sorry.
You know, maybe we'll have a prayer service for you.
Yeah.
You know,
it'll be nice.
I share your rage, Ruth. I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I understand we do now have Scott from Louisiana. We got to take a break soon, but I just want to hear first, Scott, where are you? How are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine now. Yes.
Nice. Thank you. First, I want to say, thank you. And your resume is just very impressive. I wanted to also say that, as how frustrated me and my family are here watching all of this on TV and then knowing, hearing firsthand accounts from people in New Orleans that have made it out or that are trying to get relatives and stuff out of there. I've watched down here that there's a local news channel called Channel 10, and they had just got like thousands of dollars in donations, and they got hundreds of people, and they're trying to provide aid to those people, and they're being blocked and not allowed to go in.
Now who's blocking them, Scott, specifically?
I think it might be the National Guard because of some martial law thing or something, but I was just in the room with Mimi and Bibi, those people who are friends of Grobeck,
yep,
that are trapped in that shelter that's down there, and
yep,
it's deplorable to listen to. And my mom is right here, and she's been listening to all this stuff on TV, and it's just a spin on how they're making it look like such a success story. And I just don't understand, how people could just believe all this crud that's on TV.
Scott, I'm going to get back to you. Tell me this. Where are you now? What city in Louisiana?
I'm in Lafayette, Louisiana.
You're in Lafayette.
Right,
okay,
now.
I know that city. That's pretty far away. Thank God for
yeah,
you from New
yeah
Orleans. We're going to come back. If you want to call in, 877-528-TALK. You know why we're under martial law? Because
yeah,
George Bush said fighting looters is more important than search and rescue. Disgusting. We'll be right back.
Want to know how a bad toupee saved a young executive from baldness? Bobby started losing his hair in his 20s. He was athletic, strong, and had begun his family, yet his confidence dwindled with his hair loss. So he tried a toupee. They promised it would look like real hair. What he got was itchy and unnatural. Then he decided to do research on hair loss. He found out he could get his own natural hair to grow back. He interviewed the doctors and other medical hair restoration clients, and he was amazed at the results. Now, for the happy ending, Bobby looks incredible. He says MHR changed his attitude in life. If you're losing your hair, don't spend a penny until you get the free interactive DVD from Medical Hair Restoration to learn about the natural options. See real life before and after pictures and get the full story on getting your real hair back. Call to order your free DVD now. There is no obligation. Call 800-936-2823. 800-936-2823. For an amazing free DVD, call now. 800-936-2823. Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, the television show that America grew up watching, now available on DVD. 20 episodes are yours for just $29.99. That's the money-saving price if you order online from RetroTelevision.com. RetroTelevision.com. Wild Kingdom, featuring Marlon Perkins and all the regular features that made this show a favorite family watching habit. Sorry, phone orders are not available at this low price of $29.99 for 20 episodes. Order this set now and get 3 episodes with famed primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. Order from RetroTelevision.com or go to www.TalkStarRadio.com. Save 25% with the online offering Wild Kingdom from RetroTelevision.com and Talkstar Radio. From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency was doing very well under Bill Clinton, under its expert leadership of James Lee Witt, who he brought from Arkansas. Bill Clinton gave it cabinet-level status, a highly visible role, and lots of money. So much money, in fact, the Republicans complained that it was used as a pot of money to help Clinton's political standing. They were out to destroy FEMA, to shut it down. And I did a full story on this last Thursday. Go to my website, radioinsidescoop.com. Click on the Battle of New Orleans. You'll hear from the head of Office of Emergency Management in Washington State. He describes this. FEMA has made no secret of the fact that its funds have been taken away to fight Homeland Security and other things. Because we need tax cuts, Bush says. Somehow he thinks that we need to fight a war in Baghdad, and even if you support the war in Iraq, don't you think we should at least protect the home? We have George Bush saying, oh, well, we're fighting Baghdad, so we don't have to fight at home. And now people are dying at home. Even if you support the war in Iraq, at least support higher taxes to pay for what we're doing at home. In my view, if I were cutting spending, I'd cut the war in Iraq and bring people home. A veteran FEMA official said, it is such an irony, I hate to say it, but we have less capability today than we did on September 11th. We are so much less than what we were in 2000. We've lost a lot of what we were available to do then. They go on to note, Congressman Timothy Romer of Indiana, that with Katrina, at least we had time to prepare. With a chemical, nuclear, biological attack, there won't be any time to prepare. And if you look at how lousily we prepared for this, think how much danger we'd be if there were a chemical attack. My very first program 2 years ago, when I first came on the air, was on Homeland Security. And I got in the air because I was angry. I worked in Congress. I worked on a bill for the Democrats, for Homeland Security. It was bipartisan, by the way. We had many Republican supporters that would have helped to protect nuclear and chemical sites from a Timothy McVeigh-like truck bomber coming in. And George Bush threatened to veto the bill. It was too expensive, he said, for his tax cuts. And now, look what's happened in New Orleans. I guess the levees were too expensive as well. You have New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin, who said, quote, the mayor can order an evacuation and try to evacuate the city, but if the mayor does not have the resources to get the poor, elderly, the disabled, those who cannot out, or if he does not even have police capacity to enforce the mandatory evacuation to make people leave, then you end up with the kind of situation we have right now in New Orleans. And that's the situation we have. I don't blame Senator Mary Landrieu for wanting to take a pop at the president. I kind of want to take a pop at him myself. Let me go back to Scott from Louisiana, and then I know there are a bunch of other callers on the line. Scott, you're in Lafayette. Are you from New Orleans? Did you get out? Are you helping people? What's your personal role in all this?
My personal role is just I'm just lucky to not have been hit. I'm in Lafayette. I'm from Portland, Oregon. My mom is from Louisiana, from all over the parishes here, like in the Washington area and stuff like that. But she resides here, and she's a bit more eloquent than me, and she has some questions. So I'm going to hand you to Eric. I know you got a lot of questions. I'm a lot of callers.
I do have
here,
a lot of
sir.
Callers, but I do want to talk to your mom. What's your name?
Her name is Lou. My name is Scott.
Okay, Lou, real quick, I do want to hear from you, definitely.
Let me give you the phone to her.
Okay, go ahead. Actually, you know what, Lou, hang on. Let's take a commercial break, and then I'll give you a whole bunch of time to talk. That way you can get to the phone. It's 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back with Lou in Louisiana right after this.
It's bad enough if you suffer asthma, but as a parent, the agony of watching your child struggling for breath must be agony beyond measure. What if there was a natural, effective, drug-free answer to asthma? You'd want to know, wouldn't you? Well, I've been reading up on a little-known clinical trial at a major hospital that suggests you can be rid of asthma, asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms to breathe easily, calmly, and in a more natural, relaxed way. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. You've got 90 days to decide if this program works for you. If it doesn't, you get your money back. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com.
Do you know what women want? If you are losing your hair, here are two things guaranteed to turn them off. A toupee or that hairsprayed comb-over look. But you hate your hair loss and you want it to change. That's where the new interactive and absolutely free DVD from Medical Hair Restoration can help. Various cures for hair loss flood radio and TV airwaves. But the first question to consider is what has been scientifically and medically proven. Founded by Dr. Matt Levitt, Medical Hair Restoration has specialized in hair loss for over 11 years. With literally thousands of satisfied patients, you deserve to get your copy of their free DVD and find out the answers to your questions about restoring your hair to its natural, attractive condition. See the amazing before and after pictures of people who have gotten their real hair, self-esteem, and confidence back. Call to order your free DVD now. There is no obligation, just real results. You know what women want? To run their fingers through your real hair. Call 800-936-2823, 800-936-2823. For an amazing free DVD, call now, 800-936-2823. From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. We're discussing the situation in New Orleans. There is a line open at 877-528-TALK. I'm talking with Lou, who is in Lafayette, Louisiana. Lou, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hello. Thank you.
You're on the air. What comment do you have to make?
Oh, I was just wondering why I'm hearing about all these shelters that has not been found yet, where people are still in filth. And we elect these officials to speak for us and seem like we don't have a voice.
Yeah, I think you're right. If you'll turn down, I hear the radio or the show in the background. But you're absolutely right. We do elect public officials. They are here for us, and they haven't been here. And I think the answer is it's a philosophy thing, Lou. For them, their role is you're on your own. I was having a debate just 2 weeks ago, before this happened, with another talk show host right here on the Talkstar Radio Network. His name is Jim Greenfield. And I said to him, you know, what if you got a poor person that's sick? And he said, well, we'll let charity take care of it. I said, what if charity doesn't take care of it? He said, well, charity, we'll just have to take care of it. And I said, okay, but what if charity doesn't take care of the child? He said, well, you know, there are other children who can afford to have health care. And that's the response of these conservatives. If people are you know, living in New Orleans, which is a 350-year-old American city, great American city, it was built with a challenge, no question about it, between the river and the lake. And apparently, according to Speaker Dennis Hastert, these people, you know, they just bulldoze the city, start over. They're too poor. If they're too poor to leave, well, they're not our constituents anyway. It's heartlessness. And I don't know any other answer. I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Lou?
I don't know what to think, because we're supposed to be dependent on these people whom was elected to speak for us. Yeah. And we have nobody speaking for us, it seems.
Well, I hear you, Lou.
These people do not know where these shelters are, where people are dying, babies are dying, and people cannot leave, then what are we to do?
Yeah, Lou, I appreciate your call. I think you're absolutely right. It is the responsibility of our government to know where the shelters are, to know where people can go. I mean, the poor local officials had to send people to the Superdome because that's the only place they had. This effort cannot be just a local effort. All these people, oh, well, state and local government can handle these things. No, the city of New Orleans is 80% underwater. Where are you going to put people? On a few freeways that are above ground? They had to go to other states. Not even state officials could handle it. They're in Texas. They're in Mississippi. This requires a federal effort. And for some of us who believe the federal government can do a good thing, that's exactly what the federal government is for. Let me go to Carlos. Carlos, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi. Thanks. This is a great discussion you have going. I have a friend who wrote an article for truthout.org yesterday.
Yeah.
Marjorie Cohn. She points out that last September, a Hurricane 5, a Category 5 hurricane battered Cuba with 160-mile-per-hour winds. More than 1.5 million Cubans were evacuated to higher ground ahead of the storm. Although the hurricane destroyed 20,000 houses, no one died. What's their secret? The whole civil defense is embedded in the community to begin with. People know ahead of time where they are to go. They take their refrigerators and TVs with them, and the veterinarians and the doctors from the neighborhood and the animals.
And I'll bet you the government provided the transportation as well, I'm sure.
Sure, sure. They've got it together. Why can't we get it together? Why do we have an administration that is just bent on death?
Well, you know, some of it, and I don't want to be too fair, but some of it is pride. Some of it is people in New Orleans who, I know, taunt the storm. But as the mayor said, if people don't obey evacuation order, if you have enough police, you can force people to obey an evacuation order. It's not something you want to do. You only want to do it in the worst of emergencies. But if you tell people, you know, we'll be here and we'll keep civil order and,
well,
you know.
Well, here's what we've got a plan. Here's where you go.
Exactly. Here's where you go. You know, you can go here. Not if try to get out, do the best you can, and if you're in real trouble, walk to the Superdome. I mean, that was their plan. And the federal government, you know, Bush was busy in San Diego on a fundraiser and literally fiddling. I don't know if you saw that picture, did you, Carlos? Did you see he's literally fiddling country music? Now,
well, I was here Tuesday night on the candlelight vigil down at the Hotel Del Coronado while he was spending the night there to go give his inane inane speech to World War II veterans equating Iraq and Japan, okay. Cuba was cited by the after that hurricane. They were told by the UN that their disaster preparedness was a model for the world, even for more wealthy countries.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I hear you. It's not
pay any attention to stuff like that.
It's not a question of wealth. It's a question of having the will. And I'm afraid our government doesn't have the will to prevent disaster. They only want to get involved in photo ops after they occur. Thanks very much for your call.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Let me go to Raheem, also in California. Raheem, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thank you very much, Mark, for taking my call. I'm very grateful. I was watching Meet the Press this morning, and I'm sure that millions of people in America saw it. Aaron Broussard, the president of Jefferson Parish in Louisiana, he stated that before the hurricane hit, that Walmart had sent 3 truckloads of water and FEMA turned the trucks back. He said they had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel off the coast, and when they went and picked it up, the Coast Guard told them that FEMA had said that they could not have the fuel. He said that FEMA cut their emergency communication connections. He had to get the sheriff to go reconnect it and put armed guards around it. And there are reports that all of the communication, the ham radio operators that did such a wonderful job during 9/11, someone was jamming their signals. And so we're getting reports from family and friends of some type of bomb and explosion. Now, this if you Google Meet the Press, they still have the clip of Mr. Russett was interviewing him. And we have reports from family and friends there. They're saying it was a bomb or some kind of explosion. If you listen to the head of FEMA, of Homeland Security, they're saying there was 2 parts to this disaster. The storm hit, and then after that, the levee broke. Now, people said that after the storm had passed, they had went to bed and water was up to their steps. And when they woke in the morning, water was halfway, was up to the ceiling. children in their homes. Someone went. The levee didn't break at the storm. Someone, we believe, compromised the levee. They exploded it. And so the lady that said it was a success, I want Congress, that is so interested in whether Barry Bonds is using steroids in his flaxseed oil, to do a congressional investigation on this. And everyone, I'm sure millions of people watch the press.
Raheem, we have to take a break. We have to take a break, Raheem. Thank you for your call. You're making a very strong allegation there that this was, in fact, purposeful. It is true. The storm came Monday and Sunday, and the levee didn't fail till Monday morning. I'd like to know more of what you're saying here. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. More communities are opening their arms to people displaced by Hurricane Katrina. Massachusetts and the city of Boston have teamed up for Operation Helping Hand. It's a plan to accommodate up to 2,000 people who have lost their homes along the Gulf Coast. It includes a triage and medical evaluation at Logan Airport. Texas and Arizona communities are also among those who are taking in Katrina victims. Evacuees were hugged as they arrived in Phoenix. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff believes anyone left in New Orleans should leave. He told reporters the city has taken a huge hit in terms of public health and civilians should evacuate. One of the strongest conservative jurists on the nation's highest court has died, Chief Justice William Rehnquist, passing away Saturday after a battle with thyroid cancer. He was 80 years old. More news at usaradio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
Would you like to supplement your income and build a business that can generate a substantial income in the future? Let Transnet Wireless show you how to capitalize on the exploding public internet market. There is no technical knowledge required. You get everything you need to own and operate your own business. Call 1-800-928-1475. Our amazing Wi-Fi internet system provides wireless internet access for up to 100 users at the same time. You simply receive a monthly check for all the wireless revenue generated at your location. Users without a wireless device can access the internet and their email directly from the machine, payable by cash or credit card. There is unlimited income potential. Call now for your free video and information package, 1-800-928-1475. Prime locations are available now. Call 1-800-928-1475.
I'm Terry Graydon with our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
Epidemiologists have been carefully tracking cases of bird flu in Asia. Some experts fear that the H5N1 virus might mutate, start spreading from human to human, and cause a worldwide pandemic. In this worst-case scenario, it could take many months for a vaccine to be manufactured and distributed, and millions might die. Despite such worries, there is a glimmer of hope that a medicine called Tamiflu might be effective against bird flu. Researchers at St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, tested mice infected with the H5N1 virus. All the rodents treated with placebo died, but 8 out of 10 mice treated with Tamiflu for 8 days survived. The researchers conclude that these results will provide baseline information that will be needed for further studies on preventing and treating bird flu with antiviral drugs. This is Joe Graydon and the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We are talking about New Orleans. The prior caller, Raheem, directed me to a transcript of Meet the Press that happened this morning, and Aaron Broussard, the Jefferson Parish president. Raheem is right in what he said, where he said that Mr. Aaron Broussard, the head of the Jefferson Parish, talked about all the ways in which FEMA actually blocked aid. At least that is Aaron Broussard's claim. I think it does need to be verified. But it is as Raheem says. Broussard said that Walmart delivered 3 trucks of water, trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back, saying they didn't need them a week ago. FEMA, he said that had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel. And FEMA says they don't give you the fuel. That's all It's all there. They cut off the emergency lines, according to Aaron Broussard, the local emergency lines. And this isn't a crazy guy. He's the Jefferson Parish president, the head of the parish that contains New Orleans. And he says that FEMA came in and cut their emergency communication lines. Harry Lee, I mean, everything he said about that is right. There's no question about it. Now, then he goes on and makes a much more extraordinary claim, arguing that indeed this was intentional. And this may be the beginning of what we've seen with some of the 9/11 conspiracy theories, where people are saying that maybe the flood was intentional. Look, folks, I mean, I don't know what happened. If there's evidence of an explosion, bring it on. I'll take it in. I'll hear it. But we don't need that, okay? We have enough proved facts of gross negligence and incompetence and uncaring. You don't have to prove that Bush intentionally, you know, killed these thousands of people and destroyed the city of New Orleans to say he's a bad guy. You don't have to do that, folks. I mean, if he did, show me the evidence, I'll look at it. But please, let's not get in a dispute over whether he is only uncaring, incompetent, or whether he's actually an evil Hitler-like person. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. There's enough right now just in his sheer incompetence and uncaring. And I do want to read to you a little bit of that interview, which I did found with Raheem's help, of Mr. Broussard on Meet the Press this morning. He said they work 24/7, the doctors, the nurses, they're burned out. And he tells Tim Russert, I want to give you one last story. The guy who runs this building I'm in, said the head of Jefferson Parish, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in a St. Bernard nursing home, and every day she called him and said, are you coming, son? Is somebody coming? And he said, yeah, Mama, someone's coming to get you. Someone's coming to get you on Tuesday. Someone's coming to get you on Wednesday. Someone's coming to get you on Thursday. Someone's coming to get you on Friday. And she drowned Friday night. She drowned Friday night. From Mr. Broussard, quote, nobody's coming to get us. Nobody's coming to get us. The secretary has promised. Everybody's promises. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sake, shut up and send us somebody, unquote. I don't know that there's an explosion or not, but to me, this is almost as criminal. Why don't we have the resources to help people in need? Why hasn't our government provided for them? 877-528-TALK. We do have lines open now. 877-528-8255. Let's go to Dave in California. Dave, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Mark, I don't put much of anything beyond these guys, and you know that. But what was of concern to me today was that if they immediately used this as an excuse to add another dollar to the cost of fuel.
Oh, that's true. There's no question about that. 2 days ago in my hometown, I saw it was $2.69, and today it was about $3.29. And I'm sure it's worse down in the South.
It's worse here in Northern California, too.
Well, they get their, you know, the oil companies, they see their chance, right? Oh, crisis in New Orleans, let's yep. raise the gas prices, let's gouge a few people. And how about, you know what they did back in, again, I think it was Carter's day, they did a windfall profits tax. How about this? Here's something that no Republican president would ever do. How about we tax the extra profits made by the oil company because of New Orleans disaster and send every dime of that to the victims of New Orleans? That's the bill I'm going to propose in Congress. Think the president will veto it? I'll bet he would.
Did you hear that Al Gore flew a plane in there and got 150-some people out? And also, Canada offered immediate help and would have been there before the United States. Much of South America, Mexico, Venezuela, all offers of help. No, we'll have Halliburton fix it all.
Yeah, we turned them down. We turned down international help. Are we too proud? Are we too proud? We who wants to help all the rest of the world, we who is going to forcibly teach the Iraqis democracy, we're too proud to take help from Canada? I don't get it. I don't get how you can take a helping hand and say, no, I'm sorry. We prefer our people would suffer. Thank you. I don't get it.
And great program, Mark.
Well, thank you very much for your call, Dave. I appreciate it. And by the way, folks, there are lines open, 877-528-TALK, or you can comment on the blog. If you'd rather write rather than call, that's perfectly fine. Comment on the blog at RadioInsideScoop.com. I also want to talk a little bit about the looting, because it seems that the Fox News Channel, which I, of course, call the Fox Propaganda Channel. And by the way, never call it the Fox News Channel. Just call it FPC, Fox Propaganda Channel, whenever you talk about it among your friends and neighbors. I just want that to become the regular word for it. It is what it is, right? It is a channel devoted to giving the government lines. So just call it what it is, the Fox Propaganda Channel. The Fox Propaganda Channel was playing over and over again a guy looting. Right? They show this guy with flying braids, black guy, of course, falling pants down, and he's looting from a store. And it's interesting. Ian Haney Lopez, law professor, University of California, Berkeley, said if you see a photo of New Orleans and there's a white person and he's got a shotgun, you think, defending property. If the news flashes a picture of a black person with a shotgun, you think looter. Now, who's thinking this? Why are they showing the same image of the same looter over and over and over again? You know, I got to tell you, if a guy is starving because the government doesn't give food in a crisis or water and he can't get transportation to get out and he needs food or water and he breaks into a Walmart and steals bottled water, I don't blame him a bit. Not one bit. And yet, it seems, at least according to Fox News Channel, the Fox Propaganda Channel, the looters are somehow more of a problem than search and rescue missions. Let me go to Pat in California. Pat, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi. Well, exactly what you're talking about does make sense, and everything adds up, and it's making me more and more nervous. There's more than one report of people that want to help not being allowed in, and so that's not the first report of that. And all of this hyping of the looters is their way of saying this is why we don't allow people in, but that's also why they're not allowing any other nations to help. They don't want anybody there to see. I think they're just trapping these people there and not allowing help in, and I have no idea why they would do that except if they're criminals. But, you know, if there's anybody listening to the station that is part of a group that has any sort of a standing where they could go en masse and say, we are here to help these people and you're going to let us through, I don't know if there's some group out there who can force their way through. But somebody should be still trying to get through to all of the affected areas and try to help people who are still stranded there. I'm sure there are some, and for some reason they don't want people to see or be there.
Well, Pat, thank you for your call. I mean, when Canada offers to help our greatest neighbor, our greatest trading partner, are we too proud to say no? Is that what it is? We think we're better than Canada? We need the help, folks. Our federal government isn't there. World community, we need your help. And Americans, particularly those in Louisiana, which did vote for George Bush in 2004, I think you may have finally learned an awful, awful lesson I never would want you to learn. And that is that, yes, folks, we do need our government. Toll-free number, 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Truckers keep America on the move, and lots of times it's chiropractors who keep truckers going. Here's a benefits card for truckers with discounts of 30 to 50% from a network of thousands of doctors of chiropractic in cities and towns all across America. This same card provides savings up to 60% from dentists at home and on the road. For $11.95 a month for individuals and $19.95 for your whole family, besides savings on chiropractors and dentists, there are similar savings on prescriptions and optical services at home and on the road. Got to get braces for the kids? Why not save 50%? This isn't insurance. These are instant savings with no paperwork to fill out. Truckers are important to us and the whole point of truckersbenefits.com. Get online now. Go to www.truckersbenefits.com for the whole story. If you're on the road, phone home and tell them to check out truckersbenefits.com from just $11.95 per month.
The legacy of the great communicator lives on in his accomplishments and his spoken word. And now you can own a treasury of the great speeches of Ronald Wilson Reagan on DVD. We're offering 12 memorable speeches from Ronald Reagan's remarkable presidency, starting with his nomination speech all the way to his farewell to the nation in 1988. Included is his memorable speech at the Berlin Wall.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
This DVD collection in full color is the best way to remember Ronald Reagan and share his wit, charm, and the clarity of his challenge to all Americans. Order the stirring collection of Reagan speeches for just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to www.ReaganCollection.com.
Order online or by mail at the address ReaganCollection.com.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Well, the right-wingers are getting their say on the New Orleans crisis, and they're doing what they do best, blaming everyone but the current federal government. First, they argue the federal government has to be completely under their control, right? They got to have the executive branch in both houses of Congress, and they got to have all the state legislatures, and they've got to have the Supreme Court. But when it comes to it, it's Bill Clinton's fault. There's a guy that posts on the blog, won't give his name. He claims that his email is New Orleans is drowning at ClintonCausedIt.com. And he puts stuff on the blog in quotes. All these ways he says Clinton harmed New Orleans. And guess what he doesn't do? He doesn't say where those quotes are from. Doesn't say where those quotes... The guy's making up stuff, as far as I know, and putting it on. You know what? If you want to post on my blog, and you want to post an article, and you want to put something in quotes, tell us where you get those quotes. Let me look and see where your source is. If it's true, you should be able to back it up. But what are they doing? Anonymous posters posting on my blog and trying to blame Bill Clinton with no backup, no source. Nice going. Nice going. You know, I've got Vicky saying, why didn't the mayor order an evacuation? Vicky, he did order an evacuation. He just didn't have the federal troops or the buses to either force people to leave or to, you know, get them out of there. 120,000 people without cars in New Orleans. And what are they doing? They're blaming local and state officials, the people on the ground that are actually working, actually trying to help people. Vicky also writes she doesn't buy the race card. She says, there's a black mayor. This has nothing to do with race. I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. I remember living in Southern California, and there were mudslides in Malibu. And rich people lived in very rich people lived in Malibu, and they had benefits for the rich who lost homes in mudslides in Malibu. And hundreds of thousands of poor, mostly black people. I was reminded, actually, by the Washington Post again, of, yes, a Saturday Night Live skit that I saw. I don't know if any of you remember it. They got Samuel L. Jackson and Tracy Morgan, and they're in the Titanic, and they're in fifth class, and everybody's being rescued before the black people, even the furniture. And I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a little bit of laughter there. But you have to understand the pathos of people who feel there's no one to help them. I worked as an inner city school that was about 98% black in New Haven, Connecticut when I was at Yale Law School. And the people there firmly believed that the government did not give a damn about them. And I have to tell you, it's incidents like these in New Orleans that explain hopelessness in poor African-American communities. Why aren't we there? Why aren't we helping these people? Well, I'm afraid compassionate conservatism just doesn't go that far. At some point, you have to say the president is so incompetent, the president is so uncaring, that maybe he just doesn't care, folks. No, I'm not going to accuse him of intentionally blowing up a levee. But we knew this was coming. We had all the warnings in the world, just like we had warnings on 9/11, and this president is picking a banjo, or I guess it's a guitar, at a San Diego fundraiser. Now, if you were poor and homeless, and it's not just blacks, there are poor whites, poor Latinos, it's basically poor people. If you're poor and your president is strumming the guitar as your house is flooding, do you really think he cares about you? Come on. Let me go to the lines. I got Gordon in Michigan. Gordon, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Oh, Mark, is the cat out of the bag yet?
Which cat?
I mean, the cat that's screaming that George Bush is a boob and not strong on defense. I mean, you know, what else do we need to know about this guy? What emboldens our enemy more than to see what's happened in New Orleans? No. You know?
Yeah, I mean, all the people that complain about Cindy Sheehan is emboldening the enemy. What about the laughs of Al-Qaeda as they see that our president has allowed more damage to happen in New Orleans than they could achieve in a terrorist attack?
You know, we can't blame this on Osama bin Laden. We can't blame this on Saddam Hussein. And, I don't know, we can't blame it on God either. It's George Bush and turning the other way, turning the other cheek, avoidance. It's, you know, it's 9/11 again, and it's so eerily, so timed to these vacations in Crawford. How many more vacations can America afford?
You know, if you get to be president of the United States, that is a privilege. It is not a right. And you may have to forego a little bit of vacation time in this modern world we live in, because guess what? It's a little complicated, George, and you can't always get it in between your golf games.
I don't know. I'm going to rattle on with Jim Greenfield on Tuesday. You get him.
And I got to tell you, next Tuesday I have one of the most right wing of the right wingers, guy by the name of David Horowitz, former new leftist, now a new rightist. And I'm going to lay into him, too, because this shows...
I got so much ammo now, I don't know what to do. But, I saw the tail end of that interview on Tim Russert.
Oh, you saw the Meet the Press. Because I missed it. I'm glad for Raheem for bringing
it
up.
You know, after he said all this stuff, all he did was just cry. He just broke down and cried, and they kept the camera on him all that time. It must have been a good, 20 seconds of just him crying and breaking down, and they just kept the camera on him, and it was probably the best thing that should have happened.
Well, I'll tell you, I hope they show that again and again and again. I'm sorry I missed it, but I'd like to see that myself, because someone up there needs to get it. People are suffering here. You know, I don't know what compassionate conservatism is for. Maybe it's for Halliburton. But if it's not for Mr. Broussard, the head of the Jefferson Parish, I don't know who it is for.
They staged these people. They staged thousands of people at the convention center, at the Superdome, and had no food and water for them for 4 days.
I know. That's where they
that
told them to go.
That wouldn't happen in any other country.
Gordon, we have to go. We have to take another break. But, Gordon, you're absolutely right. In any other country on Earth, if you evacuated tens of thousands of people to the Superdome, you'd have food and water for them. How hard is that? We'll be right back.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. Margie Garrison was at the end of her rope. At the young age of 28, she was told she would be in a wheelchair in about 5 years. And then, when she just couldn't go on any longer, she met a doctor who said to her, "Margie, arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure." Now, can you imagine Margie's joy after 43 years and thousands of dollars of doctor bills and pain medications that didn't work? Learn the whole story online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up online for yourself at HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, HealthStarProducts.com, and find out if what worked for Margie Garrison will work for you.
They're always talking about the number of people without health insurance, but what about those without dental coverage? If you're self-employed, retired, or your employer just doesn't provide dental insurance, there is an $11.95 a month solution that saves you up to 30%, 50%, and even 60% on dental services. And because this isn't insurance, there are no turndowns, no claim forms, no waiting periods, no runaround. And this nationwide program covers cleaning, restorations, and cosmetic dentistry. Get the whole story online. You don't have to talk to anyone if you don't want to. There's even a form to email to get a list of all the providers in your area. Go to www.1195dental.com. You type in the numbers 1195 followed by the word dental, dental.com. 1195dental.com is here to help. And check out our low prices for family memberships.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Walter Mastry, the emergency management chief for Jefferson Parish, the parish that contains New Orleans, the parish that the head of that, Aaron Broussard, was crying on Meet the Press this morning. The emergency management chief for that parish said on June 8, 2004, last year, he said, quote, "It appears that the money has been moved in the president's budget to handle homeland security and the war in Iraq. Nobody locally is happy that the levees can't be finished. And we're doing everything we can to make the case that it is a security issue for us." Quoted New Orleans Times-Picayune, June 8, 2004. You know, in the French Revolution, the king, before the French Revolution, said that you needed his stability, you needed his kind, because après moi le déluge, after me, it would be disaster. You can't not have me, it would be disaster. Well, after Bush, we do have a deluge. It is a flood. It's a flood in the city of New Orleans. And his administration is the reason why this damage is so severe. Sunshine in New Mexico, my final caller, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Well, hello. I want to stay on subject, but take it slightly off the subject, if that's okay.
Go right ahead.
Well, everybody wants to blame it on the last two presidents. Yes, his daddy's got him all brainwashed, and he's doing his daddy's bidding and all this, and then trying to make himself look good since he wasn't in the military. But if you'll go back to the 60s when all the major changes started and we didn't stop it, it is where a lot of our problems came in at. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I really don't. I'm sorry. What do you mean?
Well, okay, like we can go all the way back to World War II when they passed out them stamps for, like, sugar and stuff. You only got so many, but if you were privileged to know certain people, you got more.
Okay.
Well, since that time, it has gotten more and more of a privileged society. You know, ones that made the money during the illegal alcohol, and they made all their money, and then it became legal, so all their money all of a sudden became legal.
Well, no, well, you have a point, Sunshine. This is not new. Government corruption is not
right.
New. It's been happening, and you're right. The wealthy get away with it, many of them, and the poor get the shaft. And that doesn't mean there aren't a lot of decent, hardworking, wealthy people in America. But poor people, you know, when a guy can't get out of town, he can't get to the Superdome, and he shouldn't even go to the Superdome. And our government, Gordon from Michigan, put it best. They told everyone to go to the Superdome, and there wasn't even food and water there. And, I mean, you're right, Sunshine. I mean, there have been government corruption for the ages. But I have to tell you, this seems to me to be the worst administration, the worst government corruption in my lifetime.
This one right here just proves how they don't care about the poor. They had all the school buses. They're loaded with gas. They could have gone around and picked people up. They could have sounded alarms. They could have gone back in the bayou. There's a lot of things they could have done they didn't because, excuse me, the red tape.
Yeah, no, Sunshine, you're right. I just want to read for you, and then we've got to go, Sunshine. I want to thank you for your call.
Thank you.
I want to read to you a quote from a guy by the name of Dunbar. He writes, "I don't own a car. Me and my wife, we travel by bus, public transportation. The most money I ever have on me is $400, and that goes to pay the rent. And that $400 is between me and my wife. Her name is Dorothy Dunbar. She was trying to get some rest after days of peril. Me and my wife were living from paycheck to paycheck like most everyone else in New Orleans." This is the answer. Why didn't they leave? Because they couldn't leave. Because you know what?